February meeting of the Historic Site Monuments Commission to order. I want to welcome everybody for being here and ask if you will all mute your telephones so that we have fewer less distractions than normal. And at this time, I'd like to first order businesses to welcome. Second thing is to the approval of the meeting of the minutes of our last meeting, which was in November. Those minutes have been distributed electronically, and the chair will entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of our December meeting.
November meeting.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor? We're going to do two things. We're going to do a voice vote, and then we're going to go on the board. Okay, just we'll do a voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And then we'll do the electronic. You go down the vote, roll down, see what says vote on the bottom right.
Okay,
review board, they're going to take out.
Don't worry, she's off. Y'all, she's on.
It's just password.
It's word of password.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It's easy to remember.
It's tricky.
The highly secure city.
Yeah. come back here. Okay.
Yay.
All right. Okay. Now what do I do?
February 1st.
Okay. February 1st, right here.
Click on that. Oh, I haven't voted, Dr. Henry. Did you vote?
All right. There you go.
Now you scroll down to slide.
Right. Did you vote yes?
That's it. And then you do that.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's technology. That is intended to speed up the process. Okay, we've done that. All right. So our first petition is the petition of Kenneth Clark, 611 Haversham Street. Is that correct?
1718 Bull. 1718 Bull Street.
Go ahead, Kenneth Clark.
Good afternoon. This is an application for an after-the-fact approval for a mural at 1718 Bull Street. And you can see the location right here. And this is Bull Street along here. And here are some photographs of the mural.
What's the crossover street, 1718?
It is 39th, I believe.
Okay,
34th. I can't read my handwriting. 34th. The following standards apply. The mural policy, in terms of theme, the mural does not have a specific theme, but is meant to beautify the area and for people to take pictures with, as you saw. They're also tied into their location near SCAD and local art. And this meets all of the theme standards. In terms of location, the mural is on a blank wall on the front facade along Bull. The business is a coffee shop called Blue Door Coffee and Waffles, run by City Church, and next to SCAD's Arnold Hall. The location standards are met. This is a largely commercial area, and staff has not received any public comments regarding the mural. In terms of design, the mural consists of a pair of large angel wings, as well as text at the bottom of the mural. Standards are met with the exception of the hashtag blue door, which is located along here on the mural. This is considered advertisement, so staff is requesting that element be removed, as well as a coating to protect the mural be applied.
A coating, you said?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
And in terms of artist qualifications, it was painted by David Rowland, who graduated from SCAD with a degree in illustration and is also a youth pastor in the community. he meets all of the artist standards. And in terms of funding, the business paid for the mural and will maintain it. So staff is recommending approval with the following conditions. The text hashtag blue door is removed and a protective coating is installed because otherwise it meets the standards. And I can answer any questions you may have.
You said after the fact?
Yes, sir.
How long has it been up?
Probably a few months.
I have to ask the petitioner, okay? Right. So what's the DAV on the other, on the left side?
I'm not sure.
Huh?
I'm not sure, but staff wasn't concerned about it aesthetically or in the advertising.
Well, we don't know what it means.
No.
Okay. Anybody else have a question on staff?
I have a question. I'm looking at this. Mm-hmm. Is that because the rain or something has gotten on it that it's bled down?
I think that's the style of the art.
Oh, that's the way it's supposed to be?
I believe so, yes.
I was going to ask that same question. I forgot to ask the petitioner.
Oh, wow.
I could be incorrect.
Wow, that's interesting.
Okay, well, is the petitioner here? Aha.
Okay, he can answer that.
Mr. After the Fact, would you like to step forward and say your name for the record, please?
Kenneth Clark.
Kenneth? I'll ask Alicia's question. Is that that's an intended style of the artwork is to indicate that it's running off, that it's running?
Yeah, that would that was definitely intentional. It's part of like kind of a skateboarding aesthetic.
So does that mean that it's not in fact coming down, or is it painted to be that way?
It's completely dry. So it was painted to be that way. That was intentional as they were.
What does DAB mean?
That would be David's signature. So that's his.
It's the artist's signature. I think we have a problem.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay. May I ask you? I told you this when you came in. But, you know, I probably won't give you my speech, but I'm really not big on forgiveness because we have rules. Why wasn't there permission asked for this?
I wasn't aware of the process needed to do it. I knew north of Forsyth, basically the historic district, which is where I'm really familiar with working. Actually, I worked at Zinzi's for 10 years right here in the square. But I knew we would have to do things in that historic district. South of the park, I thought was a little more less, or a little less strict in that area, but so I wasn't fully aware of the correct way to go about that, or even if I had to, but I definitely should have looked into it before.
So now you know.
Yep.
Anybody else have a question of the petitioner?
What are the other letters above DAV supposed to represent?
Well,
I guess a good question.
It says ISM, SIM, ESIM, something.
ISM.
Yeah, he had some help the night he did it, and so I guess he just told them they could put their names there as well. James Simpson is the owner.
Oh, J-S-I.
Yeah, that would be his signature there, and then there's another one, Darv, which is his buddy that helped him that night. His name is actually Josh Darby, so that's his signature as well.
So you're aware that the staff has recommended that the hashtag come off. Oh man, what did I do here? You're aware of that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you're aware that a coating must be applied to the artwork?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you understand that?
So it doesn't run.
So it doesn't run. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
When this was originally put on, was it meant to be permanent on this? Is that was your intention?
It was. The building is kind of boring, and we wanted something to pop. Because actually, a lot of people, when they discover the shop, they're like, I didn't even know this was here. There's actually a parking lot. And when it's full, it kind of blocks the view of the shop. So this is something that's kind of eye-catching. And,
Anything else? I mean, do people know to stand in front of it and take a picture? Is that, or they just think it's two wings?
No, we actually have two stone slabs right there in the front, and there'll be crowds of people on the weekends just all taking turns passing the cameras around. Actually, a friend of my wife's sent her a text saying, hey, I just got a Christmas card from a family member of mine, and it's her kids actually in front of it. And so it's funny.
I look driven my by.
Okay. That's very interesting.
Which road does it space out onto?
Bull Street.
Bull Street. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a very good concept, but I know people do art their own kind of way, but I just want you to make it look better. Okay. More defined or something.
Sure.
You know, because it just looks like it's,
we could clean up the drip on the bottom.
Yes.
When we remove the blue door hashtag when we paint over it, we can clean that up and make it a little more defined there on the bottom.
Well, we don't want to tell the guy what to do, but, use some thought when you take that hashtag off.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there was actually a lot more drip on the bottom. You can see there's like a curve at the base of the building. Mm-hmm. We actually did clean that up, but, you know, he wouldn't have a problem with doing that. Okay. Actually,
anybody else have anything else?
I like it. It looks nice. I just want you to make it pop.
Yeah.
I want it to pop.
Some pop.
Yeah, pop.
I just say Savannah, Georgia. People from out of town think it's
No.
Okay. Does anybody else have a question for the staff or the petitioner? Okay. At this time, the chairman will entertain more dialogue or a motion.
Public comment.
Oh, is there any other public comment? I'm sorry. Anyone like it, dislike it, want to make a comment?
I run by it all the time, and I think it's...
I'm sorry, you have to come up to the microphone. All right, if you want to do this that badly.
Sorry. My name's Jenny. I run by this all the time, and I love it. I just think it's beautiful. I think it brightens up the area.
Will you be taking a picture with it?
I haven't because it's always just me by myself.
Okay.
Can't get my arm long enough.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You want to join in?
Yes, I would.
Sure.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Please, the same name.
I'm just curious.
State your name, please.
My name is Linda Wilder Bryan.
Okay.
And I'm just curious. A few months ago, you had an open discussion about another piece of art. And art is in the eye of the beholder. And I simply love Nina Simone's picture. And you voted against it. Well, that's his interpretation of art. I can't see what was wrong with Nina Simone's picture, and it was taken, and nobody seemed to appreciate that, and nobody gave that picture justice, and now we got something, and it's great. But what about Nina Simone? What about the wording? You know, what about the intrinsic value that it had to people in this community? And that is a painting, and I mean no disrespect. It is something that looked like somebody threw something against the wall and waved their hands. And while that is good for him, I'm saying, what happened to Nina Simone?
That's good input, and that's a good question. And
that's
for another time, and that was another issue. So go ahead. Anybody else have anything?
Thank you, Ms. Bryan.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now we've had a chance. Okay, anybody have a motion for the floor?
I move that we approve the staff recommendation.
Which is with both conditions, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, is there a second?
I second it.
Tom seconds it. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Could I say aye, but I'd like to say I don't want to keep doing this after the fact.
Oh, no, ma'am.
I'm tired of this.
I think you're exactly correct. And I think, Chris.
Yes, sir.
In one of your well-written columns, maybe as a postscript to one, you might just say that.
I'd be happy to.
People who don't, who, we've got some great public art, and so people need to understand that it is citywide.
I would be more than happy.
Okay.
I'd be more than happy.
Like staff can help you do whatever you need, but anyway, I think that's at least.
Good idea.
Okay.
And I'll add to that, like the application process is not that complicated. People may assume that it is, but it's not. So.
Yeah. Okay. Tell your friends.
You'll do.
Tell them he wraps you on your knuckles and, you know, drew blood, whatever. But tell them that they need to apply first. Okay. All right. Motion is. What'd you do?
Question.
Okay, while he's doing that, the next petition is that of Ben Tollison.
We have to vote electronically?
Well, but we're going to go ahead and start the discussion while you're doing that. Because we've got staff that has to be early and board member. The petition is item number 4. And it is the petition of Ben Tollison, 347 Abercorn Street, Public Art. Let's do it.
Mary, did you get my vote?
Okay.
Well, okay, let's go back to this now. Oh, I'm sorry, I was looking at all those notes up there. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, petitioner. Is there any, Sarah?
Good afternoon again. This is an application for public art at 347 Abercorn Street, which you can see on the map. We previously approved a project quite a while ago for a moss mural there, if you remember. It's a big stucco building. The project is titled Come Rain or Shine. I'll show you a couple. So here's the building. And then these are renderings of the proposed design. It's a collaborative piece by Elmo Ramos and Ben Tollison, and will include sculptural elements of the building. It will be a temporary piece that will last for 30 days. The following standards apply in terms of sites. Those standards are met. There's no other public art close to the site. The installation will be on the Abercorn Street facade and project approximately 12 inches. It will also utilize existing anchors on the facade and is appropriate for the site and context. In terms of site, in relation to the theme, those standards are also met. The site is appropriate for the arts and humanities theme. It's inspired by a Johnny Mercer song and reflects the lyrics in its whimsical design and does not impact the oval floor plan. In terms of design, the standard is met. The art is proposed to be a polystyrene primed with gesso and painted with acrylic, which is appropriate for a 30-day installation. And the remaining standards are met as well. While the proposed piece is brightly colored and will certainly draw attention, as I mentioned, it is temporary and locally based, which makes it appropriate within the context. In terms of funding, that standard is met as well. Judge Realty, who owns the building, is funding the project. So staff is recommending approval of a public art installation because it meets the standards. And I can answer any questions you may have.
Sarah, this is like the third motion. This is the third one, if I'm not mistaken, on the site.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone have questions of the staff? Alicia?
Could you go back to the building that it's going to be? And where is that located now?
It's on Abercorn Street, and the cross street is Jones.
Oh, okay. Downtown.
Jones is here. Okay. This is
it's in the downtown historic district.
Okay.
Nick?
It wasn't a Judge Realty that put up an art device of Spanish moss.
Yes.
2 years ago.
The moss.
Right, we did moss on that.
Yeah.
She did moss on it.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. I commend Judge Realty. I think they did great work.
Any more questions of staff? Petitioner, would you care to address this or not?
If you have questions, I'm happy.
Are you the artist?
That's
I'm one of the artists, yes.
Oh. Okay. Well,
I have a brief question.
Sure. Come on up.
Identify yourself.
I'm Ben Tollison.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
On the acrylic, it's painted on the polystyrene?
Yeah.
And then is there a coating on it? Or?
Yes, there will be. That wasn't included in the original proposal, but there will be. Cool.
So there are no staff conditions, right? Okay. Okay, anybody else have any other questions? Have you been involved with all three?
Excuse me?
Have you been involved with all three of the...
None of them.
Can I ask the petitioner something, the owner? Can you come up when I ask you? There's a reason for my question. And it's nothing to get you in trouble. Right now. This is the third time that you've done that, and
yes.
Each time you've been before us for what the design and layout is.
Yes.
Okay. Do you find it to be a difficult thing, or would you rather us just do, as the location's fine, do what you want to do?
No, it's been a very easy process, and it's been a pleasure to work with you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Correct answer.
Okay, thank you. There's no reason for that, but,
Okay.
Does anybody else have any further questions in the audience? Anyone here speak for or against the petition? Okay. Hearing none, Dylan says no, so we're good. And I need a motion.
So moved.
A move from Nick, second from Tom.
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? No. Okay, so we go vote. See, it penalizes you for being curious. Okay, the next item of business, we've still got a vote going on. Voting is. Is the voting concluded? Is anybody not voted? Dolores, you voted?
Yes, I did.
Chris?
Yes. I've already been. I probably was the first one.
Okay. Let's see. Mary, are you okay?
I'm getting Dr. Henry in.
I voted, Mary.
Did you forget to vote? Okay. You were talking about your memory minute ago.
It's okay.
Okay. All right. The next item is petition number is the petition of Rob Hessler for the renaming of a park.
Is it being? So this will be a little bit of a new one for you all. City Council adopted a new ordinance on October 26, 2017. For renaming of parks and streets. So I'll go a little more slowly and carefully through the criteria for this one since you haven't seen it before.
Thank you.
The applicant is requesting approval to rename Brinkman Park to Brinkman DeLorme Park. The park is located at the corner of 49th and Waters Avenue, and you can see it circled on there. It was donated to the city in 1922 and set aside as a park in 1924. It's likely currently named after Henry Christian Brinkman, who was an alderman from 1925 to 1934. And the renaming standards do apply. In terms of criteria, all public property names must meet at least one of the following criteria: to honor and commemorate a noteworthy person associated with the city, the county, the state, or the United States of America, to commemorate local history, places, events, or culture, to strengthen neighborhood identity, to recognize native wildlife or natural features. These standards are met. The renaming will honor John DeLorme, who was associated with the Parkside neighborhood where this park is located. He lived in the neighborhood and was president of the Parkside Neighborhood Association. He also was responsible for signage and landscaping improvements in the park and played a key role in getting Parkside listed on the National Register of Historic Places. In terms of restrictions on renaming, people that reside in the city for less than 5 years cannot be used to name things. names assigned to existing colored property within the city or county that would lead to confusion, and commercial names where usage would amount to advertising. The standards are met, none of these restrictions apply. Other considerations, naming requests shall take into account the number of residents and businesses affected, community diversity, historical significance of the pre-existing name or location, the appropriateness and compatibility of the request in relation to the existing area, the impact on emergency service delivery, and continuity and stability. These standards are met. The applicant provided letters of support from 16 nearby residents, including residents adjacent to the park and the president of the Ardsley Park Neighborhood Association. The resident also complied with the recommendation by the library and archives director, as well as Park and Tree, to rename it Brinkman DeLorme to respect the historic name, which was likely, as I said, from Henry Christian Brinkman. And natural person name requests should consider the following. Absent extraordinary circumstances, the nominee shall be deceased. The standard is met. John DeLorme died on January 12th, 2017. Should also consider the contributions to the community. This standard is met. John DeLorme was central to the beautification and maintenance of the park, as well as the overall neighborhood, and is well known within Parkside. So staff is recommending approval to City Council to rename Brinkman Park to Brinkman DeLorme Park because the renaming meets the standards. And I can answer any questions you may have.
All right, so now you made this, staff is making a recommendation to City Council.
The board, yeah, the board will make a recommendation.
So you're making a recommendation to the board, and we approve it, and that will be our recommendation to the City Council.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is there anybody in the Brinkman family? I mean,
I'm not aware. The archives director, Luciana, did pretty extensive research, and she didn't mention anyone, but she did discover that it was probably named after Henry Brinkman.
My only reason for asking that is so that if there is and someone's not feeling slighted that we're giving them another name, joining his name with
our, yeah, I haven't whatever. Received any comments.
Okay.
You know,
any other questions of the staff?
That I think was the December meeting, this was presented to the Park and Tree Commission, and we unanimously supported the staff's recommendation that the park be renamed.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions of staff? And then,
is there any kind of a plaque there?
There's a sign with the name changed if they change the name.
Is there a plan to put up a plaque that sounds like...
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so do we need to approve the name and a sign being placed?
I think you would just have to approve the name.
Yeah, just the name. Okay.
Well, I don't really.
Well, I won't come back and say that we got to approve a sign too.
Well, no, I know that we just to approve the name, but it seems to me that I have a plaque. We've already lost who the Brinkman was.
Well, they're keeping Brinkman.
We're not even sure it's the right Brinkman. Mm. I mean, it's probably that.
They're pretty sure. Yeah.
This location at 49th Street and Waters Avenue, where exactly is that?
Right across from Forsyth Park.
Fleet Street.
Right, like by the church.
By the Episcopal Church is on Washington, then you go south a couple blocks, there's Fleet Feet on your right, and the park. It's a little tiny, looks like a private lot, it's tiny.
Oh, okay.
It's on the east side of Waters at 49th.
Okay.
I have to comment that I'm certainly impressed with when reading all the comments that people sent in, that there seems to be such support for this. That's, to me, is what I use to influence whether it's appropriate or not. There seems to be good community support. There seems to be no reason why not to rename it this.
I agree with that.
To make a point that that's, I think, important. Good to see.
That's why we need a plaque.
It's their community. That's what they want.
Anybody else?
I know they don't.
Anybody else have anything else to ask the staff? Petitioner's here. Is there any reason to ask the petitioner anything, or are we good to move forward without doing that?
I would comment.
Okay.
Can I comment?
You want to ask the staff?
Wanted to comment second, Nick's, that I really appreciate the petitioner's thoroughness with this application. It's much appreciated.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Well, when the soda shop was on the corner of 52nd Lane and Waters Avenue, or 51st Lane and Waters Avenue, you know, I was there every Saturday with all my friends buying a comic book. So I know the neighborhood well. Okay. Now, does anybody in the audience have anything for or against this petition? Okay. Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion we approve the staff recommendation to approve the naming of the park.
Second. Second by Alicia. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Honest, please vote. Now we should all down.
I got it. Finally figured it out.
Well, now that we're almost over.
But you could vote now and then
yes,
aye.
That's wrong.
And then
aye first. Cast a vote. Vote aye.
Okay, then vote.
Vote.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No confidence.
Okay.
Today. Today.
All right. The next petition is of Elise Butler for the Georgia Historical Society. Sarah?
Open up the files. Good afternoon. This is an application for a historic marker located in Chatham Square, which you can see there. It will honor Louis B. Toomer. The marker is proposed to be located near the existing sundial, and I'll show you some images of that. And there's a closer image of the square.
Square.
Chatswood.
And here's the sundial and then the proposed location for the marker. And the following standards apply. The petitioner noted the following themes apply to the marker: civic and institutional, industry and commerce, local history, and apologize, it's got out of order. And all of the theme standards are met. In terms of evaluating themes, the standard is met. The themes will focus on Toomer's role in the local GOP, as well as his role in creating what is now known as Carver State Bank. A sundial does exist in Chatham Square near the proposed location that honors him as well, but the marker will add to the explanation of this monument. In terms of the site, in relation to theme, all of those standards are met as well. In terms of design, it will be the typical Georgia historical marker design you can see there. And so there's an example, and those standards are met. And this is the text for the marker. In terms of the text standards, these are met. Georgia Historical Society researched and wrote the text. Staff is just requesting that state supervised is not capitalized, which you can see right here.
Up there, yeah, fourth one up in the bottom.
Yes. In terms of funding, those standards are met. The marker will be funded by the Georgia Historical Society, and the escrow fee will be waived as they will maintain and repair the marker themselves. So staff is recommending approval to City Council for the marker in Chatham Square with the condition the text is modified as requested, because otherwise the marker meets the standards. And I can answer any questions you may have.
The application is sent in by Georgia Historical.
Yes.
Is the bank had an opportunity to look at this?
I believe they did it in conjunction.
I'll go ask the petitioner. Yes. She just raised her hand. So anybody? Oh, excuse me. I didn't see.
I just want
never mind. You have to come up and speak into the microphone, Mr. James. I didn't see you sitting back there. I wouldn't ask the question.
Mr. Caritas, thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the meeting. I walked in just as you were on our project. We are extremely excited about this. About 2 years ago, we had a walk from the bank site on Martin Luther King to the square for the sundial mark as a part of our anniversary. And I think you participated
right,
in that walk.
I did.
And out of that walk, several individuals came to me and said that the sundial was not sufficient, that there should be something, a historic marker that said something about Mr. Toomer and the bank. And out of that, we decided that we would ask Bunnett Goodwalker to shepherd the project for us. And so she has been doing this. And the bank has paid the expenses of getting us to this point. And we are extremely excited. We did participate in the wording. And so so it's satisfactory to the institution.
Thank you. That clarifies that point. Does anybody else have any questions of the petitioner or staff? Is anybody in the audience here to speak for or against the petition? Okay, hearing none, staff will, I mean the board, the chair will entertain a motion.
Just let me say this one thing.
Okay.
I am so pleased that we're going to see something like this in the historical society, I mean in the historic district. And I'm just thank you so much, Mr. James, for you all doing this, because you don't see a lot of recognition, I would say, for a lot of African Americans in the downtown historical district. So thank y'all so much.
Our historian told us that, that this would be the only one that would, an African American would be honored with a historic marker in the district.
Really?
And someone, Dr. Brown's wife, I can't think of her name, Dr. Brown used to be president of Savannah State, was on that walk also and called me after that walk. And so did Bill Durrance, a city councilman, and said that they both thought that a little more recognition of Mr. Toomer was appropriate for that.
Well, we need to get on that working.
Africans attributed a lot to building the city of Savannah, so
that's
definitely
going to
be looked into.
Well, the sundial will remain?
Oh, yes, I assume so,
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Those in favor of motion, I'm sorry.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve this marker.
I second.
Thank you very much.
Motion by Alicia, seconded by Henry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let's vote.
I know that we're voting. I wanted to ask a question of the Georgia Historical Society that may not directly pertain to this, but related to what Alicia says, if that's a possibility.
Hello, I'm Elise Speller.
Hi. So I'm just wondering if, in the context of what Alicia just said, is there more of a push for the Georgia Historical Society to recognize more African Americans in these markers?
Right. Well, it's an application-based program, so we strongly encourage communities to reach out to us. We try to build that relationship and advise them along the way. We would love to see more historical markers. Personally, Broad, MLK, that needs to be noticed. So I'm glad this is a step in the right direction, and I'm hoping it'll pique community interest into, delving deeper into that history. So this is this will be included in the Civil Rights Trail and everything to help broaden that statewide conversation.
If I'm not mistaken, there's been a number outside of downtown. I mean, there's one out in Pinpoint, there's one out in Coffee Bluff area, the church.
Right, there's Sandfly, there's Pinpoint, there's also...
it was the church, that sign had been down for years and it got re-put back out.
Right, yes, I do remember
that's okay.
That.
And isn't there one by Mr. Law's house on...
A Georgia historical marker for W.W. Law.
I thought there was one of them. Okay, never mind. Okay, so it's we're here to approve them. So y'all just need to crank them out.
We don't crank them out.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, Nick.
What about the new park?
Yeah.
New designated park. You're gonna have a marker for them.
That would have to be applied for, and it would need to show standards within statewide significance, not just local. So we would welcome an application, and if anybody comes to you about that, please send them my way. I'm happy to talk to them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Since we have Historic Savannah Foundation, well represented here, Daniel. I mean, you hear what we're saying, so whatever the foundation can do to engender that sort of move would be appreciated. Thank you. Okay, we voted, right?
Yes, sure did.
Okay, the last item on the agenda is getting rid of me as the chair. nominating committee report, I believe, Tom, were you acting as the chair of the nominating committee?
Yes, sir.
Okay. At this point, I'm going to ask the chair to make a report of the nominating committee.
The report of the nominating committee has nominated Dr. Henry for the new chair for the upcoming year. Chris as the vice chair, if you'll accept, and Alicia as the secretary.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can either accept the nominating committee back on nation, or we can go position by position, see if anybody else wants to nominate somebody, but why don't we not do the second? If anybody has any nominations other than what the nominating committee is putting forward, then I don't want to close them out. So if unless there is somebody who wants to nominate somebody, then I'd like to get a motion to receive the report and to accept it or reject it. Okay? So I need a motion.
I move that we accept the report, nominating committee's report.
Okay, is there a second?
Awesome.
Okay. There's no win on that one.
We don't have to vote. We don't have to vote.
No, so all those in favor? So,
oh.
Everybody okay?
We do have to vote.
So you hear the nominations? Yeah, we will vote. We've got to accept the report. So by accepting the report, we will by acclamation be approving the new slate of offices. Is the maker of the motion okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay, seconder. He's okay with this. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Now it's all vote.
No, I do this right.
Okay. So. Is that it?
I don't want to prolong this, but I do have one issue that I asked Ellen. If we could be briefly on the status of the Confederate monument. I don't know anything about what's going on with that process. And so I just figured since we are the Historic Site Monument Commission, we should at least be in the loop.
Exactly.
Are we in the loop? I guess is my question.
I don't know what's going on.
You will be when I pass this.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
No, we've got a fucking report.
Thank you, dear.
Nick, you want a formal ceremony turning over the gavel to you and my old button here?
Yeah.
So you're right, buddy. I will say that being chairman of this is accomplished a lifetime thing that I wanted, because one of my mentors and people that I admired was Lee Adler. And Lee was a longtime chairman of this board, and I felt like I needed to do this as a commemoration for all that he did for Savannah in a small way, wanted to perpetuate that. So
we appreciate
thank you.
Service.
Thank you, Eli, for serving.
You know what you're doing, Nick?
No, we're going to help you. Sit here next to some. Let me just say to you, Eli, that I have long admired your service to the city, and certainly as chair of this commission. And your shoes will be hard to fill.
Thank you very much. That's kind of you to say that. Appreciate it. I took mine with me. So there's two of them that will use one.
Oh, that's nice.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'll just briefly go through, sort of touch on the highlights of this report, and I'll obviously, you have copies that you can peruse at your leisure. But just as far as the background is concerned, Mayor DeLoach convened this committee with different organizations represented, Historic Savannah Foundation, the Georgia Historical Society, different community members, different historians with a variety of backgrounds. I also served on that committee. We met a number of times in October, November, and December to put together this report. The first part of the report, the first few pages, are really a very detailed history of the evolution of the Confederate memorial, the history of it, how it's changed both physically as well as symbolically in terms of its meaning and symbolic representation within the community, which is really quite interesting. I learned a lot just about the history of the monument. So I will, with that being said, there was also a public survey that was conducted. A number of folks participated in that. But I will skip to the recommendations section, which is page 13 of the report, and just go over them briefly. The first is to officially rename the monument from the Confederate Monument to the Civil War Memorial. The second recommendation is to preserve all the historical material on the memorial. The third recommendation is to install a new bronze plaque on the, there's a blank horizontal pane on the south side of the memorial, and with the text, "This memorial was originally erected in 1875 to the Confederate dead, redesigned in 1879, and rededicated in 2018 to all the dead of the American Civil War." The fourth recommendation is to not alter the, there's an additional blank vertical panel on the south side of the monument, and to leave that blank for potential for future reinterpretations of the monument as a tradition. To relocate the existing McLaws and Bartow monuments to Laurel Grove North Cemetery. Those are the busts that are on the north and south edges of the monument. They were placed there later. They were originally in a Chippewa Square, I believe, and when Chippewa Square was redesigned, those monuments were replaced with the Confederate monument. So the recommendation is to place those in Laurel Grove North at their close to wherever is appropriate there, where their burial sites are. There's also a monument to the Confederate dead in Laurel Grove North at that site. And we do not recommend replacing the Bartow and McLaws monuments with anything else at the Confederate monument site. To preserve the fence around the memorial and its current configuration, and to expand the story of the Civil War, its causes and effects, in places other than within this immediate site. So we had eight recommendations. Those recommendations were presented to council at their workshop this morning. They did not take a vote on it. I would imagine that they will be discussing this for a vote at a future city council meeting. I know the question is going to be asked, does this come back to the Site and Monument Commission for a recommendation? And as my knowledge, as far as I have been told, is that will be up to the mayor and council how they want to handle that.
It's not a requirement.
The mayor
and the state law initiated this organization, so it's not like it. So is there not some requirement that it come through us?
Not per the state law, no. But the state law, which was created in 1949, is really quite different in terms of its defining of roles and responsibilities than this commission currently functions.
Is there a reason why they wouldn't bring it to us?
You know, I don't want to
tell them I'm not chairman anymore.
I wouldn't want to guest test the mayor council. That they may well decide to do that.
Would anybody suggest it, or that I just would assume that they don't have to do it? I mean, they don't have to do anything they don't want to do, I assume. But, you know, it just starts here, then where does it go from there? Why do we approve anything?
But so there was no indication as to when they're going to act on it?
No, sir. It was, but it was presented at a workshop this morning. So that usually means in an upcoming meeting, it's getting closer.
Well, I think it should be the war between the states myself. But anyway, I'm not going to go there.
I think it should be torn down altogether. But that's just me.
For the record, the movement of the bus, you all don't think that the state law that prohibits movement of however it's worded, military monuments, you don't feel like that would apply to those busts?
The city's legal team did not feel like that applied in this situation.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are the busts going to go?
Laurel Grove North Cemetery.
Okay.
By their graves.
Okay. And that's not in Savannah.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It's in Thomasville.
No, it's
in Savannah. No, Laurel. No. Part of the original monument in Thomasville. Is there anything in here that quotes that was actually on the monument?
Currently?
Yeah.
What is currently on the monument? Yes, there is.
There's
documented. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. It is.
Put
my hands on it quickly. I've got you.
26.
There's a panel on the west that says to the Confederate dead, 1861 to 1865.
But I can't find the sandstone one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Come from the four winds, O breath and greed, upon thee slain, that they may live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's all nice.
Well,
that's
all
nice.
But,
you know.
I've been living, man.
I forget that 100 years from now, it would all look like
we're doing that. I don't want them living. They need to be living.
And I'd be happy to answer any questions. I've gotten you up to speed as much as I am.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I do too. Maybe you addressed this, but I must have missed it. What is our role precisely?
I don't know. It will be up to the mayor and alderman.
Would it be inappropriate for you representing us to indicate to them that we are prepared to fulfill our role if it's so decided by the mayor and alderman?
I'd be happy to draft a letter on behalf of the chairman to send over.
Yeah. What would I be saying?
She goes right at fire.
I want it better.
Hey, Deb, I think you have staff.
You know that. I'll say that I asked the question originally because people have asked me, I'm on this commission, and they're like, what's going on with that? And I said, I have no idea. So. I guess that's the prerogative of the mayor.
I mean, you can tell them that you got this.
Right.
And what's going to happen, or what they're proposing to happen. So.
Well, this is helpful.
It is helpful. What about the street signs?
As far as I know, that I haven't heard of any proposal to change street names at this point. The committee certainly didn't address it. That's not what we were tasked to do.
Are street signs considered monuments?
Well, typically not. Yet.
Street signs.
Street names?
Street names, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
She has some babysitting duties to take care of, so she needs to leave.
Thanks, so.
Okay, I think, are we now at the point where it's time to adjourn the meeting?
Yeah.
We refer to Chair Emeritus.
Emeritus. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, Chair Emeritus. Meeting adjourned.